Good morning. Dry weather across interior New York and New England as a large ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere settles in. A few passing clouds overnight and some scattered clouds this morning will quickly slide to the south and east and push off the Atlantic coast. As a result, we will enjoy full sunshine today. And around the backside of an early season Bermuda high, a developing and gusty southwest wind flow. This is a warm wind for us here in the Northeast, and as a result, temperatures will quickly climb through the 60s and 70s and well into the 80s this afternoon, mid to upper 80s in most places, with some spots touching the 90-degree mark. Humidity will remain in check for the time being, and it will stay dry right on through the latter portion of the day. Overnight, tonight, skies will be mostly clear. However, it will remain mild with temperatures back into the 60s. For tomorrow, the humidity will build in a bit, not to summer-like levels, but enough to be noticeable, and as a result, we'll push through some scattered cloud cover mixed with sunshine and temperatures surging into the upper 80s and lower 90s. A front approaching from the west could initiate a couple of thunderstorms in western and central New York, which could slide far enough east to produce a few showers and thunderstorms here by the end of the day. A few more scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Thursday night and first thing Friday morning as that front pushes through our region. Then the rest of Friday will feature increasing sunshine and a northwest breeze, so not quite as warm but still very nice on Friday with highs in the lower to mid-70s. A high pressure center will build in for the weekend, keeping it sunny and pleasant with highs around 70 on Saturday, and sunshine on Sunday will give way to some cloud cover as the next front approaches, but it will stay dry through the day on Sunday with highs in the lower 70s. That front will push through Sunday night and Monday with scattered showers and thunderstorms and temperatures in the lower 70s to start next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across much of Iowa and into the southeastern parts of Minnesota and southwestern parts of Wisconsin. Storms are expected to initiate this afternoon across northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska and quickly move northeast across Iowa. Additional development is also expected to the south and east, perhaps into northern Missouri, and then spreading across eastern Iowa, northwestern Illinois, and southwestern Wisconsin. Wind profiles will favor supercells and the favorable synoptic setup, as well as increasing low-level shear and time of day, should yield a few tornadoes. Hail is likely as well, with the wind threat more dependent on storm mode, with the possible evolution of the activity into line segments rather than discrete cells. Rain and high elevation snows are forecast across much of the Northwest, Great Basin, and northern and central Rockies as an upper level low drops through the region. Several inches of snow, possibly up to a foot, will be possible across the mountains with winter storm warnings, watches, and winter weather advisories in effect. Once the upper low reaches the central Rockies tomorrow, the threat for severe thunderstorms and heavy rain will return for portions of the southern plains. Temperatures across the west will also be as much as 10 to 25 degrees below normal. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 39 degrees with a west wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 7 above zero. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 59 degrees, the dew point 46, 62% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.94 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Presidio, Texas, to a low of 25 at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming, Stanley, Idaho, and West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 80s, Boston mostly sunny, breezy near 90, and in Buffalo sunny and breezy with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 77 degrees, the low 44, the average temperature 61, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.56 inches for the month and 16.49 inches for the year, which is 3.57 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low, 47, the record high, 89, set in 1977, and the record low, 30, in 1959. Sunrise this morning was at 5:30 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:13 p.m., 14 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, breezy, very warm today in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, breezy, very warm today in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny, breezy, very warm today in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, breezy, very warm today with highs in the mid 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny, breezy, and very warm today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, a bit more humid, a late-day thunderstorm possible, lower 90s. A morning shower Friday, then increasing sun, lower to mid-70s. Sunny and pleasant near 70 Saturday. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Sunday, lower 70s. On Monday, scattered showers and storms, lower 70s. Then a mix of sun and clouds again in the lower 70s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.